A federal jury in Boston has found a Somali immigrant guilty on two counts of running an unlicensed money wiring business. Mohammed Hussein is the first person convicted in connection with last November's nationwide raid against Al Barakat, a money transfer network based in Dubai. Federal officials say the network funneled money to terrorists. From member station WBUR in Boston, Jason Bobian reports.
Mohammed Hussein was not charged with any terrorism-related crimes. The first charge against him was for knowingly operating a money transmittal business in violation of state law. The second charge of transmitting money abroad without a license is a new offense under the USA Patriot Act, which Congress passed just days before Hussein's arrest last November. Hussein and his brother Liban ran their money transfer business out of a tiny office in the Dorchester section of Boston. The company was tied to Al Barakat, a global money wiring network similar to Western Union, and it catered primarily to immigrants seeking to send money home to East Africa. Outside federal court, Hussein's lawyer, William Santolo, argued that Liban was the brains of the operation and Mohammed was just the clerk.
There is no indication that he knew that what was being done was wrong. The statute specifically requires that he intentionally operate a business knowing that it's illegal.
Liban Hussein faces the same criminal charges as his brother. He remains free on bail in Canada, but could be extradited after a hearing this Friday in Ottawa. On November 7th, federal agents raided Al Barakat offices from coast to coast and froze millions of dollars of the company's assets worldwide. At the time, President Bush called Al Barakat financiers of terrorism, and he hailed the raids as a major blow to Osama bin Laden's terrorist network.
By shutting these networks down, we disrupt the murderer's work.
Treasury officials estimate that Al Barakat officials in Dubai skimmed $25 million a year from transaction fees from the company's global money transfer business and redirected the funds to Al-Qaeda. But despite seizing Al Barakat's entire U.S. operation, federal officials so far have not presented any evidence in court of a direct link between Al Barakat and Al-Qaeda. Outside of Massachusetts, other former Barakat agents have started to complain that the federal government must justify shutting down their businesses and seizing their bank accounts. In Minneapolis, the owner of a now-defunct Al Barakat branch filed suit earlier this month, accusing the federal government of violating his Fifth Amendment right to due process and his Fourth Amendment right to be free of unreasonable search and seizures. The suit demands the return of almost $300,000. In Ohio last week, Attorney Kevin O'Brien began negotiations with Treasury Department officials for the return of assets seized from Barakat Enterprises in Columbus. O'Brien says his client simply helped Somali immigrants send funds back to Africa for a modest fee and has no connection to terrorists.
The quicker the government comes to grips with the fact that there is no evidence and they may in fact have overreacted to the events of September 11th in shutting down my client's business, I think the better off everybody will be.
Mohammed Hussein's business in Boston is also completely shut down, and he could spend as much as 10 years in prison for operating a foreign money transmittal business without a license. Hussein is scheduled to be sentenced on July 17th. For NPR News, I'm Jason Beaubien in Boston.